In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flexin' That with Steve Newell on 95BFM.
Is it?
G'day, I'm Spartacus.
Is it just?
G'day.
It is. Welcome.
Welcome. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to a place you know damn well, actually.
How's it going?
You're pretty good.
What's going on in film realm?
Oh, look, it's the bloody film festival, and I've been chugging a whole veritable tray of films over the last week. But boy, did Mission Impossible Fallout cut through the film festival like a knife through
hot knife through.
Can you watch? Yeah. Can you watch that movie in the same place that you watch the film festival movies, and just be and make it real obvious that you're. And just kind of like talk about it in the lobby and sort of wind people up that way.
That wouldn't be too bad. I think to watch it like a film festival movie, you'd actually have to have slightly worse audience standards than your typical multiplex behaviour.
Okay.
Very chatty at the film festival.
Can the film festival crowd smell the stench of Mission Impossible on you?
I had another film straight afterwards, and I did worry about that fact, and got terrified.
Not enough explosions, kind of thing.
I got terrified at the idea of people like pointing at me and screaming like Donald Sutherland in Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
He's a phony, oi, phony.
I can only be exposed on the airwaves of 95BFM, not IRL in the foyer of the Civic. Hey,
How was it? Tell me more. I'm excited.
Good.
I've heard good things.
I was saying off the air, I do find it problematic watching anything with Tom Cruise in it. And we were talking about it last night. He's just too much of a real life character. And then I did want to discuss the phenomenon that is the person's too gnarly in real life. So I can't believe anything that they act as. So yeah, he's kind of one of those people that's just fucking, a little bit, you know.
He's been on a trajectory that pretty much few other people will ever be on ever, because he's just been so famous for so long. He's into such weird stuff like Scientology, probably sleeps in an oxygen tent.
He's a true believer.
He looks amazing for 50 million years old, however
he looks too when people get on and they're like real fit. That upsets me when I see people like that sort of in films. It's just not real enough for me.
He's also short, but is he as tall as he appears in films?
That weirds me out too.
Do you guys need me, or should I just shuffle off?
No, we're just talking about Tom Cruise. Anyway,
Tom
Steve,
Cruise hour.
But do you know what? Big Hungry Spooked, but I'm a convert, and I reckon this film is going to be good.
I'm going to tick a few things off that you guys covered. Not many people come back from the couch jump. Not many people come back from videos about raving about Scientology. Not many people come back from the stupid shit that he's done in his life, but it's just sheer persistence. And
a reflection on general human intelligence?
Maybe.
It's a shame, man. Maybe, when you think about stuff like that. That's how jaded I am.
Look, hungry, maybe we're just a forgiving species.
We are forgetful species, I think is what you're
trying. Yeah, true, a bit of that. Well, I think also, I mean, by all accounts, I haven't had the pleasure, but by all accounts, like, anyone that spends a minute with Tom Cruise, just falls into the gravity well of his personality.
Okay.
He allegedly has been, people on his films are allegedly banned from talking to him while he's on his way to set.
Because might just start licking him or something.
Nah, because he stops and talks to them for too long and, like, takes an intense and focused personal interest in what is going on with them in their life at that moment.
Sort of Scientologies them.
I don't think he's a converter. I don't think he is a converter. He's just he's a magnet, or maybe he's a human radiator of
definitely
love
creepy
and
though. We can agree. Definitely
well,
creepy.
Yeah. If you Google 56-year-old man image, Google image search. If you Google image search 56-year-old man, you do not see a picture of Tom Cruise or anyone even remotely looking like Tom Cruise. So something's going on there. But look, Mission Impossible. It's the rare thing where a franchise.
Six?
This is six. This is six. It's the rare thing where a franchise gets better as it goes on instead of shittier.
Has Mission Impossible done what it's actually tried to do, the impossible mission of overthrowing 007?
No, there hasn't been even a crossover movie.
No, I'm saying that's why Mission Impossible was created. It's an American 007, we can agree.
After I got over the sheer euphoria of this film on Monday night, I was thinking a little bit about 007 and...
Of course, that's what they've ripped
Mission
off.
Impossible's been going for like 22 years, and think about what Bond was like 22 years ago and how many sort of reinventions they've had to sort of try and do in that time. And they've made him like a gritty, cynical, world-weary fucking psychopath.
He's British. He's British. He's British.
Whereas in Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise has become more and more an unflinchingly heroic good guy,
but still, and Tom Cruise.
And but there's just so few characters like that.
Well,
and
I guess what I'm getting at, do you think the franchise will kill off Ethan, or do you think they'll just young Ethan, now he's in college and doing backflips off buildings? Meh.
There was an attempt to try and set it up with Jeremy Renner to be like a spin-off character for Mission Impossible at one point.
Okay.
A couple of movies back.
Mission
but those
doable.
Things just don't really work. What makes
so you think the franchise dies when he dies? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, probably. Or when he just can't do the stuff he does. I mean, it's
shit.
When you watch him, there's something that comes from watching this film and knowing that most of the stuff is being performed by the guy that you're watching, a 56-year-old man. And the joy it takes in putting his character and his actual human lizard body in extremely dangerous situations is—it's hard to believe that you're watching something that's pretty real with some wires erased and stuff like that. But it's exhilarating at the same time. It's really, really good.
What so flavor? After, so What's after, the Kool-Aid? Would you say if you had to pick a flavor of the Kool-Aid that you
Hubbard. Hubbard's Kool-Aid, probably. After the euphoria wore off, I thought about 007. The next Bond movie is being directed by Danny Boyle, so maybe something interesting is going to happen with that kind of tonally, and something's going to change. But I thought he'd be crapping himself after this, actually. One of the things that's quite weird about this film is it went into production with a 33-page screenplay, which is about one-third of the normal length for a film screenplay. And, yeah, you can kind of go, like, plot point, there's an action scene, plot point, there's an action scene, and maybe it doesn't have to be super long. But the director, Chris McQuarrie, would basically, at the start of an action sequence, just get all the stuff delivered that he needed, and then sort of work it out. So there's a ridiculous level of improvisation. They don't worry about what stuff they've got to do later in the film. They just sort of worry about what they'd done beforehand, and that would inform what they did each given day on set. And then they just react to that the next time. Sounds like making it up as you're going along, but it gives it this, I think it gives it more of a loose and dangerous feel. You know, it's not slick, and the action sequences aren't sort of like rehearsed within an inch of their lives. But yeah, like when you see him do the stunt where he shattered his ankle in real life.
He's not Jackie Chan, though. Let's just chill out. Have you watched some of the early Jackie
broken
Chan
your ankle,
stuff?
Broken your ankle recently,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, but you're just chucking it around. I just feel like we need to back off on Tom Cruise a little bit. He jumped off a thing and he hurt himself, but that's his job, and he chose to do it.
I'm not giving him a medal. It just looks
well,
really.
It, sort of
it just
like
looks it. Choice in the movie. And then when you see him limp off screen with a shattered ankle because he knows that if he doesn't exit in character,
but
they,
doesn't that
they
just mean
get...
he didn't? He sort of didn't do it properly.
Yeah, maybe. Should they have just computed it so it looked like it?
No, well, should have just if he did it a bit better.
He
could have acted that he had a sore ankle.
So 56-year-old men should jump further, should they?
Shouldn't be jumping anywhere. That's my
probably,
point.
It's probably true. Gold card soon, eh?
I feel, Steve. I'm looking forward to this film. Do you know? I foresee in the future is perhaps Big Hungry's going to see it and he will go, Steve, you were right. It was bloody good.
Snowball chance in fucking hell of that happening. Tell you that. But do strongest recommendation of this one. Check it out in IMAX. It looks incredible. There's some really good vertiginous sequences. There's a great...
I'm going to do a how much weed scale from the floor, and you just tell me when to stop.
Hang on. So how much you'd need to enjoy it?
Yeah, but the roof is the stop point.
How much weed you'll need to enjoy this film?
I'm standing on a stool.
No, go back. Are they... Hang on. Is it vertically... stacked or horizontally?
Tell me when to stop.
Just stop, mate. Don't want to.
About waist height amount of weed in a room that
don't come
is
in
normal
too,
height.
Don't go in too hot for this one.
Okay.
You know, you've got it's 2 and a bit hours. You want to sustain some kind of attention.
Yeah,
you know?
That's long, by the way.
Doesn't feel that long, I tell you.
Okay, cool. Does the explosions come just at the right times.
It's real good, eh? That's the review. Real good, eh?
Okay, excellent.
Man.
Excellent.
But look, I do know the feeling. I know when you just can't stand someone that's in a movie and it puts you off. But
that's where I'm at.
But you know, there's times when you just need a hero.
Definitely.
Just a good old fashioned hero to just come in and pull you through.
Right about right. Sort of a waist height amount of weed.
Just a bit of positivity and violence. You know? Just positive violence.
Will we be checking in with you as the film festival wraps up next week?
Yeah, I will be in Wellington next week.
Okay.
But I'll give you a call, eh?
Okay. Sounds good.
Ta-ra.
Okay. Bye.
What was that? Ta-ra.
Ta-ra.
Okay.
Real orchards use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95 BFM.